Welcome all. Your host Sully, and I got another first-time collaborator. We got John from the Basement Surge.
Thank you very much for having me on this week. I really appreciate it.
We were doing the usual back and forth, picking each other's brains, and we were just like, well, we have been meaning to talk about other podcasts and like do other little specials. It's like, it doesn't have to be, we're a variety show, so it never has to be just movies, TV, and music. You know, it can be all kinds of things. And it's like, yeah, well, we've been meaning to just kind of do a fun ranking. And so here it is. Yeah. It's like, awesome. What are some current podcasts we recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have my certain podcasts that I listen to, so I'm more than willing to share them with you guys.
Absolutely. And it's going to be interesting also getting that, you know, one podcast to another podcast, because it seems like there are other podcasts, but they're kind of like some of the stand-up comedy ones where they're just kind of ripping each other a new one. It's like, okay, don't be a chicken shit like that. let's talk about some that are influential or intriguing, you know, kind of like a YouTube channel you would recommend.
right. Yeah. You know, like bring some value, you know?
Yep. Instead of starting a flame war.
Right.
I don't need any help. Hate mail. I don't need it.
That's all right.
So how did you get into podcasting, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, podcasting kind of fell into my lap a little bit because when I had started, I had never even listened to a single podcast. You know, and yeah, it was weird because I was like, hey, you know, podcasts are kind of a thing now. Let me try to start one. And this was pre-pandemic, you know, so it was before everybody and their mother had a podcast. You know, so I decided to start a podcast, and I'm like, I was looking for a new hobby, and I approached a buddy of mine, and I said, hey, let's start a show together. And he said, sure. And the rest is history.
Oh, there you go. And there's everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing this probably religiously since 2019. And so it was before COVID hit. And then it was just like, yeah, but we want to do this and that, and be interesting to just kind of test the waters, see why this or that appeals for this reason, and keep it calm, keep it laid back, keep it fun. And altogether, it's also intriguing in how you get to that point where you're just like, now that I value my time and I'm doing this, I might want to make a little extra time for this and that to make this a little more smoother.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I had started Surge, you know, it was kind of like just me and my buddy with two microphones connected to USB to a crappy laptop.
Nah.
And, you know, now it's morphed into a whole machine by itself, so to speak, you know. So it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then it's, you'll remember all these fun random memories from the end of time. You're like, remember that time we had that one random, you know, snarky chat about this?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my co-host, I've known him for, I want to say, like 25 years, you know, so he's like one of my oldest friends. And, you know, so we have a crap ton of memories to talk about. So that was kind of what the Basement Surge was about in the beginning, you know, and
in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, and but like now I go back and I listen to our first season because I organize the show by seasons, and I listen to the first season, and it's just terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I've had my share of stuff where it's like, man, had I known this guy was kind of a real troll on social media, I wouldn't have invited him, or man, it sounds like we didn't even acknowledge each other.
Right. Right.
Too busy waiting for the other to shut up and talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you get in your groove, you know, when you first start, you're learning. So you get in the groove with the microphones and when to talk, when not to talk. And
oh, yeah. And sometimes you got to just adjust your own hearing.
Well, sure. Yeah.
It's like, man, was I that deaf? Oh, so here we are to just give some praise for some various different podcasts. They can be all kinds of genres, and we'll cheat a little. Some of them will likely not be current, but they were current enough for us to make our list.
Yes.
So we can circle back and forth, and if you've heard of any of these, you know, we can just kind of jump on the others. You know, I got numerous, and there's some I might even skip over a bit just because we got so many to get through. But the various genres that podcasts generally cover can be history, true crime, movies, TV, video games, music, pop culture, or even just a general just chat. And it's, don't you find it fascinating how some of them will evolve and change their format where they're just like, and by the way, we're now talking about this.
Yeah. Next time. Sure. I mean, you know, shows evolve through time, you know, and they may start off talking about one topic and then morph into talking about something else.
Totally. So there's a bunch of different networks and everything. I guess I'll start off. Some of my favorites are the Geekscape network, that includes Blast from Our Past, Podcasting After Dark, $2 Late Fee, and Talking Back. Many of them are very 80s centric, but $2 Late Fee is very neat at just doing kind of a examination of a classic album. Talking Back's kind of just some general geeky stuff, like this Nintendo 64 video game review, and then Podcasting After Dark and you know, Blast from Our Past. You know, I never know, but I'm always applauding the various 80s cult actors they get on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just very real. Awesome. But there's also Bad Movies Rule, a more recent one. We're fortunate to have them on. They make the whole movie game very fun, where they give out sarcastic awards at the end of each one and buzz each other out when there's a trope. Some of PsyOps I dig, because basically they're examining exploitation movies. Mm-hmm. And they'll also play inappropriate soundboards. Culture Shocked is neat. Just a bunch of millennials talking about just crazy, just everything. Video games, football, movies. Everything I learned from movies That Make Us, and Not a Bomber, very similar. Who Would Win, I recommend, because it's basically two geeks doing fictional battles between a popular character, whether from a book or comic. And long story short, they basically have to have a judge who's often a voice actor do a ruling on it. And it's very hard, because sometimes the characters will be neck and neck. Mm-hmm. And other times they'll just play tricks on each other. But the fan community is just really interactive. I look forward to it every week, because I never know where it's going to go. And it's just always a hoot. Those would definitely be around my top 10-ish. What about yourself?
I mean, you know, like I said in the beginning, when I first started podcasting, I haven't really listened to any podcasts, you know. And it's funny, because now I only listen to my friends' shows, you know. So, you know, I'm not a huge podcast listener, but like, I have a lot of friends in the industry who have their own shows, and I love that. I honestly really love their shows. Like Dad's Worldwide does an amazing job. Brendan from Dad's Worldwide, that show is basically like, you know, if you want dad advice on how to be a dad and how to be a great dad, like, don't listen to that show. No,
most dads won't probably, but hey, you know,
right.
I got a voice.
No, like dads worldwide, like he craps on himself so much, you know, but it's such a great show because he does give out great advice. You know, he talks about things that are happening with
his life. More fathers are a sorry lot.
Right. Yeah. And but he's self-deprecating, you know, and nice. You know, he doesn't think he's that what's the word for it? He doesn't think he knows what he's talking about, but he's actually really good. Like, he's a great dad, you know. So the advice that he gives on the show is really amazing. Another show that I like is a show called Dad in a Rock. Sean and Chris, my friend Sean and Chris run that show, Dad in a Rock. And, you know, they talk about pop culture. They talk about TV shows on Apple TV Plus and, you know, all the nerd stuff. So.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I got a couple other ones that a couple of the friends like Chris from Podtastic Audio, he runs the show.
Oh, he's nice. Where, yeah.
Yeah. Where, you know, he teaches you basically how to do a podcast, you know, how to create the show, how to get the best sound for your show. You know, he gives you tips and tricks on how to make a podcast. And he also actually offers a service to help you. You know, he acts as a producer to where, you know, you just show up and just be the talent and he records everything kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, very considerate.
And, you know, so Chris is an amazing guy. He's got a crazy amount of knowledge as far as podcasting goes. And I really love that show. And you know, there's a couple of the shows that I like here and there, but you know, like I said, I don't really listen to podcasts. You know, my friend Dustin runs a show called DTD, and you know, he talks to a lot of Army vets and people in the military and armed forces and police officers. So
very active on social media.
Yeah, he's very active. So that's another great show. Yeah, you know,
they must be destroyed on site. Was a podcast that kind of introduced me into the podcast world and how to kind of be self-deprecating also while also kind of secondary nature. I do listen to some of the ones run by celebs like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. various other ones from Gag Me With a Knife, which I also edit, and Direct Video Digest, Slept on Cinema, Time Shifters, Gag on This, Podcast of the Rings, Swindled, Behind the Bastards, Really 007, Two Chicks Talking Flicks, Over My Dead Body by Wondery, and Pot of the Dam, SNL Nerds, American Scandal, and there's even some various radio shows and Delicious Flavors, An Awesome One, which is a psych recap show. But all in all, like, I think the reason these and some of the numerous other ones just stand out so well to me is they're more than just one topic. You just remember the whole gallery of characters that are on each panel, and the intros are neat. The other sister companies they sponsor with each other are nice, but not so current. I used to listen to Two Guys, One Canuck, and they kind of took a hiatus when COVID first hit, but they were just so hysterical. It's two guys and another Canadian, and they were giving each other shit. And obviously some of the language wouldn't fly today, but it was just interesting how they just kind of just kept ganging up on each other. And just
like another one I like to listen to is Dads on Dayquil.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. They are all also active, and it's interesting how dad jokes, some really can kill an entire crowd, and others is like, wait, what? Oh, you have to be a dad to get that one.
Yeah, you gotta be a dad. You gotta be a dad to get in certain jokes, you know. So
altogether, are there any networks that you notice that kind of pop up once in a while where they're offering people to submit their podcast or even just show the entire gallery of shows they host?
you know, it's funny because in my experience, I've been doing this for over, I want to say like 5 years, you know? So, in my experience, the independent run podcast networks, don't really have much to offer, you know? And I've come across a bunch, like I've tried to join a network here, a network there, you know, and, you know, I've gotten into the network and I'm like, all right, I'm out. like 2 or 3 days later, I'm out of here. Like, you know, you guys are just like a pain in the ass or whatever, you know? And it's just,
I had to do that with one network I was helping host, and a bunch of other people flaked out as well. And we were just like, but just numerous telling us to do this and that. And then,
right, you know, they have a bunch of requirements where you gotta, like, you know, say the name of the network in the beginning of the show, or you have to talk
expecting everyone to be on the same of the week. And then some of them want to force a collab with each other, and it's like, no, not everyone does collabs.
Yeah,
don't force them to change their format. You know, they can only do so much. Just have them play the ad. And some of them were just very picky, like, oh, you can't be making a living on any other podcast network. And it's like, well, that's gatekeeping. Don't tell people how they can't make a living.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, you know, I kind of drew the line where, because each and every one of them tried to tell me how to format my show, you know, and I was like, no, I'm out of here, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of podcast networks. I mean, I haven't really been approached by a big one yet. I've only been approached by independent ones, and they haven't really tickled my fancy, so to speak, you know? So what I did was that I'm actually so involved and have different projects going on right now at the same time, aside from Basement Surge, where I created my own network.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm kind of keeping all of my properties under one umbrella. So I'm kind of branding that way.
There you go. Yeah. It is interesting also how some people just, there's free advertising. They'll ask you, how do you hear about me? And it's like, oh, I heard you on this person's podcast. I like listening to Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald, because she would just kind of make fun of various tabloids. It was like The Soup, and while also telling about the various colorful comedians she used to work for. And she's like, damn it, you took my joke. Beyond the Fit with Holly Cotton is a very awesome one at just enlightening everybody on different types of fitness and mental health advice. And I just always dig her guests. And it doesn't feel like it's just people she knows. And altogether, I mean, outside of, I just got numerous other just kind of TV recap ones, but they're not ones that are going to make like the top whatever. And I think that's why I like them, because they were produced independently and they still got just as many guests as a corporate funded one.
Right.
And I really dug for a while. Baby Oil and Blow for a while, because while they were basically a movie discussion guys, they were also a bunch of muscle heads and they would talk fitness. Betamax Video Club and Grindbin were also awesome, and just some weird obscure stuff. I really dug for a while the Are You Serious, because that was just some wacky political reaction. 22 Shots of Moods and Horror was wild, because these guys were just like video store freaks. I think nowadays there's so many other great podcasts that broke down the world of how to be kind of like dad jokes of how to be a comedian, and they would have a famous comedian talking to an improv guy. But I could mention a bunch of those, but again, they're not current anymore. They have, unfortunately, a lot of them kind of started when podcasts were first a thing in like 2016 and then stopped around 2018.
Yeah.
But Constant Comedy was one. Do you ever feel though, like, some of them like to, I mean, I Drink Your Podcast is kind of one, but then there's other ones where they like to pretend to do kind of a fake feud with each other. And it's just like, that's wild. Oh, but you're in on the joke. You guys are just giving a free shout out to each other, but that's really meta.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't really do that on my show. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the guests that I have on Surge, you know, I try to bring value to the audience with every episode, you know. So mm-hmm. and I try to have a good time with it, because every guest that I have on the show, it's kind of something I'm interested in, you know. And I think that's really what Surge is about, you know, because when I first started developing Surge, I didn't want it to be about one specific topic, one genre. I wanted it to be a general discussion, you know, and because I have so many different interests, you should have seen me trying to trying to niche down Surge into like video games or movies in the beginning. No, but oh, I like movies, but I like video games. Oh, but I like comic books. But, I want to talk about, you know, hunting. I want to talk about fishing. I want to talk about, you know, all these different things. And they don't really go together. But, you know, so I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to make a general discussion show and just talk about whatever the hell I want.
Mm-hmm. And
my audience will find me, and that's about it.
You will be here.
Right.
We all pod down here, gag on this, and fart mouth are pretty good at just having kind of various just rude round tables.
Yeah.
Shit that you really shouldn't be saying, but yeah. A bunch of consenting adults are kind of just thinking it out loud and just explaining why everyone has all these toxic thoughts and why you encounter other people with messed up, weird habits. I recommend A Nefarious Nightmare and Every Town if you want to investigate cold cases that are very obscure instead of just Nobody No Crime has also been really good at this, but they've been neat because they have actually gotten in contact with various victims and they've been and prosecutors, and they've been able to unite other true crime podcasts and say, kind of give them a how-to on how to do this. Is like, if there is a legal thing happening simultaneously with what your topic is, cease immediately because you don't want to impact the jury. Mm. And continue to be responsible. Don't just go on Wikipedia. Actually, you know, this is going to take a while to do some research, and so you better be prepared to do that, because this is gruesome stuff half the time. And make sure you're getting it as close as you can. And
yeah. And you see, I think that's a mistake that a lot of the people make when they get into podcasting, is that they say, you know, oh, I want to get into true crime, or I want to get into news, you know, reporting mm-hmm. news. And, you know, not everybody does the research. You know, they don't realize that it takes hours and days to build the research and the prep for your episode, you know, nobody realizes that it's actual work, you know.
It's actual work. There's been a bunch of other ones that kind of just disappeared off the face of the earth, and I was just like,
well, sure,
why? Where'd you go? I do like ones that kind of, you could put them into any category. They're more than just a variety show. Stage Combat was a neat one because it was both a history podcast and a mental health podcast.
Oh, geez.
Talking about people who have been wronged in the theater industry. The Town's been neat because it's kind of talking. It's kind of like Behind the Bastards and some of these other ones. Land of the Giants, where they talk about just kind of the Wall Street tycoons that kind of populate any industry, sports, entertainment, everything. And it's like, so. The Town Whispers is another one, just kind of reminding you, hey, you might want to know your town's history because they got skeletons in your closet. But on a lighter note, have you noticed some that are kind of basically just remixed radio stations? There's been a lot of electronic and R&B and metal and rap artists that kind of been doing this lately, where they play both older and newer remixes, but they're pretty much you can replay it anytime you want because it's a podcast station now. You can take it with you anywhere.
Well, sure. I mean, but you know, they're gonna be sorry when copyright starts creeping up on them, because, you know, like, even artists who create their own songs and broadcast it over podcast apps, they get caught for copyright.
Unfortunately, you know? So. Yep.
Right. You know, and they're gonna come to the sad realization that you can't just play whatever you want on, you know, Apple Podcasts, yeah, or on Spotify.
They all signed off on these, but there were some other ones for a while back in the days of internet radio, which was like, yeah, did they get this cleared?
Yeah, well, I mean, internet radio is a little bit easier. I mean, there are services now out there who cover the copyright costs, you know, which I am actually thinking about getting into. But, you know, sometimes there are podcasts out there who, you know, like to play whatever they want, and, you know, they're just going to get caught. I mean, especially if they're just a podcast, you know, they have to go through the correct licensing.
I agree. Altogether, what's another thing we should be like on the lookout for? Like, because every once in a while, Twitter's, you know, say what you will about it, I do appreciate people retweeting each other's stuff and patting each other on the back. It seems like some of them are trying to do even more crossovers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're a podcast creator, you know, if you have your own podcast and you're trying to get a step ahead, you know, what I would suggest is to literally be everywhere, you know, not just Twitter or X or whatever. You know, like, yeah, that helps. The base platforms help: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But what I've noticed is that a lot of the innovation for podcasting, a lot of the innovation for vodcasting, for video, for YouTube,
yeah, vlog, like, yeah,
that, you know, comes from really pushing the envelope of the medium. You know, like, all right, how far can I push this to where, okay, I still have a podcast, but now I have something else. You know, now I have a YouTube channel. Now I have a radio station. You know, it's just, you have to constantly be on your toes in looking at the state of the market, you know, and looking at how people are reacting to certain social media platforms, how people are, yes, reacting to certain, you know, podcast platforms, YouTube, TikTok. You know, YouTube and TikTok is huge now for podcasters. It's not really accepted 100% yet.
No.
But, you know, what it is that it creates another outlet for you to build an audience and bring them to another platform. You know what I mean? So you build up an audience on TikTok and you say, oh, hey, you know, join me for my long form content over on YouTube. So then on YouTube, you have, you can say in your regular episodes that you record, you can say, hey, you know, if you want to just listen audio only, join us over on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, you know. So you're constantly pushing people to different platforms, and you know, just trying to figure out which one's the best for you. I think
I don't know how we even figure out what's the best, since they all got their, they keep, yeah, changing, well, I, and buying, right, each other up.
Yeah, but you know, you have to think about what suits your show, like. Like this show is audio only, right? So you don't have,
yeah,
right. So YouTube,
too much work.
And, right. So YouTube and TikTok would not be good for you, but,
yep.
But you can still run an awesome Twitter account. You can run an awesome Instagram account, you know,
instead of acting like this is the only way, do this, right, or that.
Right. There are other ways to promote. There are other ways to build your audience and to grow. So.
I hope we can all keep growing, man, because it seems like there are others who want to put each other down. And it's like, okay, that's gatekeeping right there.
Yeah. No, the podcast community, I mean, especially on Twitter, has been amazing. You know, they're so supportive. You know, everybody helps each other out. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Twitter, you know, because, you know, like my show is audio, but I primarily market the YouTube channel, you know, so I push the video.
Free clicks.
Right. You know, so Twitter is not really, you know, the perfect social media platform for me, but I still love Twitter and I still have a huge following on Twitter because the community is so amazing over there for podcasters.
Yeah. And until they just restrict every account, verified or not, I think they'll keep using it regardless of the crazy person. I
mean, there's going to be drama. I mean, now there's Threads, you know, that was competing with Twitter.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Threads is dying out, you know, and they didn't have what it took to stay alive. But, you know, but I'm still on there anyway, you know, because, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to literally be on every platform there possibly is.
Until it fades out altogether. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're going to have, they have to test the waters in order to evolve anyway, if they want to update their statistics.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, I think this just about covers it with just everyone does them instead of just slowing down.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it is wild also kind of what is allowed on Instagram versus Facebook.
Well, Instagram and Facebook are kind of the same thing, you know, like,
yeah, they're the same company, but they right. enforce different stuff. Is what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the hashtags you use on Instagram really are totally different on Facebook.
The links will show up on Facebook, but they're not going to. Yeah. Be clickable on Instagram, which works because I don't have to post the same promo five different times, but it is right. also interesting what they might allow certain kinds of language like this, while other time I do think they're better at reporting certain spam though.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you do have to look at what the platforms are meant to do, you know, like Facebook is meant as a literal social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is basically just to share your pictures. Like,
That's what it was too. It was like it started out as photo stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they're trying to keep. You know, that's what they're trying to do. And, you know, and their whole idea is that they want you to stay on the platform for as long as you can. You know, like once you open that app on your phone, they want you to stay there and not go to other apps.
Yeah.
So their whole thing with, you know, using new features and all this other stuff to entice you to stay on the app is smart. I mean, as far as a business model goes, you know, and because, you know, they're owned by Meta, you know, they're owned by the same company that owns Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's kind of like, all right, Facebook serves as a social media platform. Instagram serves as the picture sharing platform, you know, so they go hand in hand. I'm kind of surprised that Facebook, Meta, hasn't bought out Twitter yet.
They're really going to have to give Elon Musk money. He can't refuse, but.
Yeah. Right.
At the same time, you know, they're always going to get in a war with each other, but they also want each other to be a rival because that's how they grow.
Well, sure. I mean, that's how innovation is built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Altogether, thank you for being on here and giving a perspective on that. Cause I see so many others. There's like, they want to talk about them, but not really other podcasts. It's like,
yeah, no, I'm here, man, to talk about anything. I don't care. You know, if you've listened to the Basement Surge, I literally talk about anything, you know, so yep. I don't give a shit, you know.
what's gonna happen once you escape that basement?
Oh man, I don't know. I you know, if I ever get the funding and the capital to grow the Surge, you know, like I may have to change the name of the show. because we won't be in a basement anymore.
Yep. Wild how it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll get bought out by Meta.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to go there, I don't think you should. Yeah. Oh, man. altogether, if you had to pick between what platform you would buy if you had all the time and money in the world, what do you think it would be?
I'd buy Facebook.
Oh. Reformat it, get rid of it, make it to where people can actually...
No, I'd keep it the way it is.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd keep it the way it is. You know, like, it's fine the way it is. I don't have any problems with it, you know, and it's a good moneymaker as far as corporate goes, you know, corporate wise. And I think Zuck is pretty business smart, even though I'm sure he's got a whole board of people behind him. So
I hope they can live with what they do.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, and we'll keep you updated when this episode drops.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll return after these messages.
The Jacked Up Review Show podcast is honored to be part of the Blind Knowledge Podcast Network. Join anytime, talk the talk, and enjoy yourselves. There's something enlightening for everyone with this crowd of cool cats. Check them out.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.